Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, but fornication, uncleanness, covetous, let it not be once named among you as become saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man who's an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Is he writing to believers? Yes. He is, the saints at Ephesus. Can a Christian do these things? Let me help you out. Yes, they can. He's writing to Christians. A whoremonger is somebody, this would be specifically talking about a man that's involved in multiple female partners that he's not married to. And we'll see other scriptures. He's talking about covetousness, unclean. He mentioned a lot of other things prior to that. But this is a person that's yielding to their flesh and violating their conscience. Does it affect their inheritance?
Yes.
Now, this is the thing a lot of folks haven't wanted to see or acknowledge. And when people read that, they will add to that and say, well, that means they're going to be lost. Did it say they're going to be lost? You got to watch about adding things too. What did it say? Doesn't have inheritance in the kingdom. It's quiet in here now, isn't it? Go to Galatians 5. Don't worry, I got more scripture for you. I got lots of scripture for you. Check me out. Make sure I'm reading it right. Watch me close. Galatians 5, 19. He said, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery. Now, adultery is being involved sexually, emotionally, with somebody else's spouse. Fornication. That's being involved emotionally, sexually, with somebody you're not married to. Somebody says, well, we're going to be married. That's exactly the same as not being married. How many people were going to be married who never were? So then they're involved physically with somebody else's spouse who would later be somebody else's spouse. And we all got flesh and hormones can rage, but we also have the greater one inside us. And if you choose to, you can make the right decision and not be flesh ruled, flesh dominated. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, keep reading. Idolatry, witchcraft. Did you know witchcraft is a work of the flesh? Yeah. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, such like. What is all this? This is yielding to the flesh. And there are different degrees of it. But I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, so he told them about this more than once, that they which do such things, what'll happen? Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Can Christians do these things? Certainly they can. Certainly they can. Can Christians get drunk? Can Christians have affairs? Can Christians pitch fits, flesh out, lash out? Yes, they can. But if you choose that lifestyle over a godly lifestyle, can it affect you? Can it cost you? Yes, it can. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, please, the 6th chapter. As we go through these, it'll become clearer and clearer, the truth here. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. He said, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. That's people being involved sexually, emotionally with people who are not married to you. Idolaters, that's worshiping stuff other than God. Adulterers, that's being emotionally, sexually involved in people that's not your somebody else's spouse. Effeminate, that's a man acting like a woman. abusers of themselves with mankind. The literal word for that is sodomite. Verse 10, nor thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. What about folks that live like that and yield to that? What? They won't inherit. None of those shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, people have assumed that means they'll be lost. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Being born again, being in the family, being saved from hell, you shouldn't assume is the same as what you inherit and your reward and what you're over. I'm convinced there's going to be a lot of people in heaven you're surprised are there. I'm preparing you for it right now. So when you see them, you don't go, what? How'd you get in here? That'd be rude. They may say, I'm shocked to see you too. But being saved from hell and being in the family of God, you should not equate to reward. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace and faith in what Jesus has done for us. But we're rewarded according to our works. And is it fair for a man or a woman who kept their flesh under, who didn't cause people harm in life, who gave of themselves above and beyond what everybody around them did because they loved the Lord and lived for Him and found His plan and followed it fully? Is it fair for somebody who fleshed out their whole life to get the same reward they do? To be over the same thing they are? Would that be fair? How is that fair? It's not. And it's not the way it is. And it's not the way it's going to be. In the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, I think it gets even clearer here. 1 Corinthians 3 and 1. He said, brethren, I could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now, you know, this is the bunch that talks in tongues all the time. The Corinthian church. The people that's got the gifts of the Spirit. And he says they're a carnal bunch. See, just because you talk in tongues and have some gifts of the Spirit doesn't mean you are a spiritual person and walk different from those that are yielding to the flesh. Truth is, you can yield to the Spirit in the morning and yield to the flesh in the afternoon if you choose to. Verse 2, I fed you with milk, not with meat, for up till now you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. You can't take it now, he said. Verse 3, for you are yet carnal, whereas there's among you envying and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as men? Let's just stop. If you walk carnally enough, will it cost you?
Yes. Yes.
Now, he's telling them right here, there's a lot of things I wanted to give you, but you couldn't take it. So what is it they didn't get? What is it they didn't hear? They didn't see. They didn't get preached to them. They didn't get ministered to them. Say it out loud. Carnality,
carnality
costs.
Costs.
It does. He said, one of you says, I'm of Paul. One says, I'm of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Keep going. Who's Paul? Who's Apollos but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. It's not Paul, it's not Apollos, it's God. So then neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. Keep reading. Now he that plants and he that waters are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, his own work. Now we live in a group and a generation today that don't want to hear work at all. Nothing about work. No, we're not under the law. No works. No works. Everything for free. Everything falls on us. Everything's great and done. We all get the same thing. This is people making up scriptures as they go along.
Sure is.
Your reward is according to your works. And you and my inheritance to come is affected by our faithfulness now. How many remember what Jesus said telling the parable of the talents? Didn't he say, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm now going to make you ruler over many things. Based on what? Based on you. What if you weren't faithful? When we know one wound up with 10, one wound up with 5, one of them wound up with none. Now, keep reading. He that plants and he that waters is one. Every man will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Keep going. For we are laborers together with God. He keeps using that word, labor. Anybody know what labor means? It means work. 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 People say, I'm redeemed from works. I'm redeemed from work. No, you're not. We're laborers together. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. You're supposed to be working on God's vineyard, working on God's building, working on God's church, seeking God's kingdom. Come on, are you listening? And you got something that you can contribute. Your time, your resources, your talents. And if you're smart, you'll be doing it. Because it is affecting your future inheritance and your future reward. And a lot of people say, oh, if I can just get to heaven, I won't care. You say that now. But when you see the 10 cities we're ruling over, you might go, wish I'd have stepped it up a little bit. Verse 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation, another builds thereon. Let every man take heed how he builds thereon. Is work involved in building?
Yes.
Let every man take heed how he builds. Keep going. We need to get the rest of this. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If you build on anything other than Him, when the storm hits, it's not going to stand. And so it will have been a waste of your time and labor and effort and expense. Verse 12, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, 13, every man's work, if he has any, shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now, some people's work spiritually is like gold and silver and precious stones. Some people's work spiritually, other people's work, is like wood and hay and stubble. And we're going to be rewarded in time to come based on our work, what we did.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.